It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. The congressional race in New Jersey's 7th District is neck and neck between Democratic incumbent Tom Malinowski and Republican challenger Tom Kaine Jr. One of Kaine's central attacks against the incumbent, one that he keeps coming back to again and again, is that he's too close to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Tom Malinowski listens to Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time.
But in light of the recent attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, the Malinowski campaign is asking the Republican to back off of some of his rhetoric. We're joined now by WNYC's Nancy Solomon to discuss whether the assault changes anything in the tone of this race. Hey, Nancy.
Good morning, David.
What exactly has been the Tom Kaine message about Nancy Pelosi? And is it even fair to be linking that messaging to the attack on her husband?
Well, in the two debates, Kaine said things like, Malinowski votes with Pelosi 100% of the time. And okay, it's fair to tie Malinowski to the Democratic leadership in Congress. But there are a couple things. He says it a lot. In a one-hour debate, he said the same thing 11 times. And he didn't say what specifically is so bad about Pelosi, what he disagrees with. And the Democratic Party is asking Republicans to back off of attack ads about Pelosi, in part because they can sound like a dog whistle to all the lies and conspiracy theories about her. Here's a short clip of one of the Kaine campaign's early ads that's still on YouTube.
Are you ready to take on the progressives, Pelosi puppets, and the scandal-plagued politicians screwing up this country? Then we need Tom Kaine.
And in that same ad, Kaine also says he's going to hammer his political opponents.
Well, politicians are allowed to criticize their opponents and the opposing party, right?
Of course.
But what has Kaine had to say about Pelosi since the attack?
Yeah, this has been a really difficult campaign to cover. They don't do press interviews, and they don't make their schedule public so that I could go out and observe the campaign in action. I asked the campaign whether the Pelosi attack changes anything. I got a written statement that said, "Violence has no place in our political discourse. Rhonda and I extend our prayers to Speaker Pelosi, Paul, and to their family." But when I asked whether his campaign statements against Pelosi would now stop, I didn't get a reply.
And just to be clear, Rhonda is his wife?
Yeah, Tom Kaine's wife, yes.
This isn't just about Tom Kaine Jr. Republicans all across the country have focused their attack ads on Pelosi. The LA Times reported that 3,000 ads attacking her ran on the day that the Pelosi's home was invaded. Overall, what has been the Republican response to that attack, and has it changed their rhetoric?
You know, I think it's fair to say the Republican response has ranged from lukewarm to disavowal and to more conspiracy theories that allow people to dismiss what happened. There's been an interesting comparison to the Steve Scalise shooting in 2017.
Yeah, this is the shooting of the congressional Republican baseball practice that injured one GOP congressman and five others.
Right. So I went back to watch the response to that one. And when Republican Paul Ryan stood up on the floor of Congress, the unity between Democrats and Republicans was really palpable.
An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us.
You know, that standing ovation went on for 30 seconds. 5 years later, it's a very different kind of response. There isn't the same kind of outrage expressed by Republicans.
Plenty of outrage from the Democratic side of the aisle, though. Are you seeing any of that filtering back to the Malinowski-Kaine race?
Yeah, it came up at a rally in Rahway for Malinowski last week. Here's Senator Cory Booker, who was there.
We have a time of too much hate, too much division, pitting American against American, and it's rising to levels of violence. Look what happened to Nancy Pelosi's husband. Hmm.
What has the Democratic incumbent, Tom Malinowski, had to say about this?
You know, one of his central messages during the campaign has been that Tom Kaine Jr. is too extreme, that he would be a rubber stamp on the far right wing of the Republican Party. At the rally in Rahway, Malinowski blamed Republican leaders who he says have created an echo chamber of lies and conspiracy theories.
Eventually, people march on the Capitol of the United States and try to overthrow our government and attack police officers. Eventually, an 82-year-old man is beaten on the head with a hammer because he happens to be married to the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
The Malinowski campaign released a statement Thursday night that's calling on Tom Kaine to take down that video ad we played earlier.
Okay. Well, early voting in New Jersey runs through tomorrow. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked by Election Day, which is this Tuesday. WNYC's Nancy Solomon, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.